I could dig deep inside and come up with some strength that I didn't know I had.
Haines High School seniors in cross country talk about their final race as a Glacier Bear, and a new rule change allows students to wear hats in school. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm James Morgan with a special report from the Haines School Radio class. Those stories and more coming up.
Wednesday, September 22nd, was International Peace Day. Haines students celebrated by taking part in one of three assemblies supported by Haines People for Peace. Liz Morantz Falvey and Teresa Land led a sing-along with the students.
I've got peace.
Joanne Ross Cunningham gave students information about hosting foreign exchange students in Haines and traveling to learn about other cultures.
The idea is to create international friendships instead of not knowing other cultures, doubting other cultures, and creating antagonisms.
The Haines High School donated $500 to the Tanzania Orphanage, where Jamie King volunteered for 2 months last year.
And I stayed at the orphanage is in Moshi, which is right at the base of Mount Kilimanjaro. One of the things I'll show you guys later is a picture of a schoolroom that was built with the $500 given by you guys. So you, as individuals and as a group, have already changed the lives of almost 40 kids in Tanzania, and that's something to be proud of.
When asked to speak at the Haines High School for Peace Day, Jamie questioned what an orphanage had to do with peace.
So one of the ideas I came up with, by providing help with, for those in need, we make them part of our own lives, and we begin to experience a little bit of the troubles and hardships that they're going through. And then by going down there and helping, I also came away with a lot of friends.
Jamie says some kids were in horrible condition until taken in by the orphanage.
The other thing I wanted to kind of tell you a little bit about, while I was there in 2 months, we brought 5 kids into the orphanage. That's how bad it is. And we all, in these cases, all of them were living on the streets. They needed to get off the streets and come in, and they now have a family. I just got a letter from one the other day. So there's the kids. You can see these kids are not what you think of, the picture that you see in your mind of an African orphan, right? When you think of an African orphan, you think of, you know, a poor child starving, you know, these different things. They are that, but they're also just like us. They play soccer, they play football, they listen to music, they can dance a lot better than us. They're super cool kids. Every one of them is great. Hopefully some of them will actually get to come to Haines and you'll get to meet them. So one of the things that I did when I went down there was I installed a solar hot water heater, which was a lot of fun for me, and it's amazing for the kids. The orphanage now is the only house within a city probably 10 times the size of Haines that has hot water.
The money donated by Haines High School did much more than build a schoolroom.
Okay, your donation, so I think you guys had $500. So that $500, that's not a lot of money, right? $500, they were able to build a new schoolroom. So before the picture you saw of Hapu reading his books, doing his homework on the porch, that's how they did it. Now they have desks. They have a place where they can go and study or play. You also supported the education of 2 children for 1 year. So with that $500, they also took some of that money and they're helping kids go to an all English speaking school. So basically they're learning English, which is the number one thing they can do to help get out of some of the situations that they're in. And then we went and bought some toys.
Jamie explains to students how they can help those in need.
It's really simple. Be the change you want to see in the world. I think that was one quote that really struck home with me, because it's all about an individual taking that first step. And I have to admit, it's not that hard. It's not something to be scared of. It doesn't have to be huge. It'll change your life.
For KHNS, this is Anna Jacobson.
Running the race, I felt like I could dig deep inside and come up with some strength that I didn't know I had.
Our team went to Ketchikan for the regional meet on September 24th. 11 teams competed from Southeast Alaska, but only the top teams and runners qualified for the state meet. This year, Maggie Daly, Marnie Rasmussen, Jackie St. Clair, and Elena Horner were the top senior runners for Haines. A few of them sat down for an interview. They had mixed feelings about going to run, and they tell us their thoughts before the race.
I felt pretty good. I was really nervous going into the race because it's regionals, and I really wanted to make it to state for my senior year.
Going into the race, I was kind of feeling exhausted and not really at my peak.
I felt that we went into it with a lot of enthusiasm and feeling really good about ourselves.
After the race, some of their feelings changed.
I felt like I pushed it pretty hard during the race, and even though it wasn't one of my best races, it was a different course and the weather was different, so it's going to affect your time even though you were hoping for it.
I feel good about the outcome.
Individually, I felt like I did okay. I don't think it was my best race, but I've only been doing this a year and I'm still trying to kind of figure it out because I'm a senior.
Even though their team didn't make it to state, the seniors are still proud of what the team accomplished.
I was really proud of all the girls. I was surprised when we didn't qualify for state. I thought we'd at least get third, but not just us improved, of course. Every other team improved as well, so it was hard. But I think we all did really good on it.
I think our team did pretty well because we pushed ourselves. And we pushed each other to stay together and get good points by running in a pack.
The cross-country year didn't end the way Haines runners were hoping, but it was still a memorable season.
I think it was a really successful season, even though we didn't make it to state. I'm really proud of the way everyone did, and it really went by fast, but I'm really glad I turned out for it this year.
This is Serena Badgley reporting from Haines High School.
You're actually, like, using every muscle in your body.
The 2011 wrestling season began for Haines High School students on Monday. Haines Jr. Colin Taylor and other wrestlers did some preparing in the off-season.
We had a wrestler who used to wrestle in college, but he came in and worked with us a lot, and that really, I felt, improved everybody who worked with him. Like, he was really good. And pretty much just any workouts that we were able to do, that's what we've been doing.
Last season was successful with team captain Jimmy Thompson making it to state as a sophomore.
It was pretty fun. It was nice being able to like see all the good wrestlers wrestle. And it was fun watching the championship matches.
This year the team wants to have an even finer season.
I think it's going to be more intense, and I think our team's going to do a lot better.
With motivation and hard work, the wrestlers are planning on meeting some big goals.
To try to place in regionals, try to get the whole team to go to state.
I think everyone's improved over the year, and definitely we're going to have some state qualifiers this year, even hopefully people that'll place.
Colin and Jimmy both have high goals set for themselves as well.
I want to place top five in state this year. That's my goal.
I want to try to place in state this year.
All of the wrestlers agree that the sport is like no other they have ever participated in.
You're actually like using every muscle in your body, and you get to release anger.
For Haines High School, this is Anna Jacobson.
OSSOG is Alaska Association of Student Governments.
This year, the Haines High School student government will attend an OSSOG conference. One of these student government officials tells us why it is important to go to OSSOG.
For the fun. I mean, it's so much fun to meet a whole bunch of different people.
Over the course of 4 years, Mrs. Martin has taken students to Juneau, Palmer, Bethel, and Cordova. She will take 8 budding government students to Anchorage for this year's conference. The students participating in this event are President Royal Henderson, Vice President Chris Turner, Secretary Treasurer Brandon Haxton and Grace Jones, Senior Class Secretary Treasurer Devin Broughton, Junior Class President Patrick Henderson, Freshman Class President Carolyn Ward, and Spirit Officer Zeke Frank. On October 11th, these students will drive to Anchorage.
This is Grace Jones reporting from Haines High School.
taking the driver's ed course was definitely a good experience.
Russell Clark, Elena Horner, Rosemary Martin, Sierra Lari, and Logan Simpson attended the driving education course in Juneau.
It was great. People were really nice. We were in a classroom in the CERC office every day. We were in the classroom about 5 hours a day, and we had to do some simulator time on a computer. And then we had 2 hours a day each of driving. Driver's ed should be offered through every school. That's what Lee Horner thought, too.
I put a lot of effort into making it happen for the kids. When I reflect on my high school experience, taking driver's ed was one of the most valuable classes I ever took.
The students learned many new difficult things about driving.
Driving in Haines is nothing compared to anywhere. Juneau's not that big of a city either, but it definitely gives you an idea of what it's going to be like. So I decided 10% off my insurance, learning how to drive in a big city, and getting my license out of it would be a great trip. And it was. It was a really good choice.
This is Chris Turner reporting from the Haines High Radio class.
Reporting for KHNS, this is James Morgan with a special newscast from the Haines School Radio class.